Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode. We're looking at a few definitions. Yesterday it was volume. Today, projection. What do you reckon the difference is between sheer volume and projection? There is a subtle difference. I mean, projection is a more kind of nuanced way of throwing one's voice when speaking on mic in a studio to kind of reach out to those who you can't see. Projection is more about the power of the voice rather than sheer volume. It suggests intensity, focused strength, like a focused laser beam rather than a strong wide torch beam, which perhaps volume could be considered to be. Yeah, projection does involve loudness, but it's less to do with, say, emotion, more to do with location and your relation with the listener. As a speaker, you gauge the distance to be covered by your voice, who you're talking to, how many people there are, and you adjust your sound production accordingly in a way that you don't do with volume alone. Think of a theatre as a really good example. Actors don't simply shout the lines, and yet the audience still needs to hear them. They project so they can keep connected to the emotional truth of the character. Projection is about clarity. Basic volume isn't. An increase in volume along the path to shouting will gradually lose some of the consonants of the words. You can't shout letters like P and B as easily as you can vowels. Projection, importantly, keeps them. You can project a whisper so it's heard and understood with intensity and with focus on the consonants. If you shout a whisper, it's no longer a whisper. Does that make sense? A whisper. A shout! But saying something with a bit of projection is more laser-focused, like this. It's not purely volume, it's focused. And I'll give you another analogy to help you understand the difference between sheer volume and projection tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.